This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. You might have heard about the Common Core Education Standards, maybe a bit about the fuss over these new standards. We wanted to get a little more information about what's going on here. So we called up Michael Brickman. He is the National Policy Director at the Thomas B. Fordham Institute. That's a conservative education policy think tank. So, Michael, this is the way I'm seeing this. The National Governors Association and the Council of Chief State School Officers got together and they said, hey, we need some benchmarks for how students are doing nationwide because our kids are slipping behind compared to the rest of the industrialized world. So they hire with somebody to come up with some standards. The effort's funded by Bill and Melinda Gates. 45 states approve Common Core. Then the Obama administration say, hey, we're in favor of that. We like those standards. And then all hell breaks loose. Suddenly, Tea Party members and conservative legislators hate Common Core. Now, I'm oversimplifying a little bit over the last couple of years, but let's start with the basics. What are these Common Core education standards?
Yeah, I think you touched on it. These were standards that were developed by states in response to the fact that following No Child Left Behind's mandate that all students be proficient, states set the bar low enough that people could step over the bar. And unfortunately, that was not being honest with the parents and the community about how schools were doing, how students were doing. And so states got together and said, we need to be honest with our community, with taxpayers, with parents, about how students are doing and whether or not when they graduate and get that piece of paper, their high school diploma, they're actually going to be ready for college or a career or a career in the military or whatever comes next.
Now, I've been reading a lot of articles, and I've been reading a lot of comments at the end of the articles, and there seems to be some concern that a bunch of bureaucrats and a billionaire came up with this. There wasn't enough public input, perhaps too much corporate input. I wonder how you view this.
Well, I don't think that that's accurate. I think if you look into the process of how the standards were developed, and this is prior to the Obama administration jumping on board, like you said, this was developed by people who have knowledge in these content areas. It was developed by experts in math, experts in reading and English language arts. And it was developed with the understanding that students need to be ready for college or career. And so starting early on, we need to set kids on a trajectory for meeting those expectations. And I think it's also worth pointing out that these standards are in many ways very similar to the best of a number of states' standards. So there were a few standards, and if you look at our website, if you just Google the Fordham Institute, we did an evaluation of each state's standards. And take Michigan, for example. Their standards, on the one hand, in math, we graded an A-, which was about on par with the Common Core. But if you look at the English language arts standards for Michigan, they didn't do quite as well. They actually got a D, which was at the bottom end of where many states were. So states looked at this, and even states that had very high quality standards, they saw the benefits of the new standards and the new assessments and chose to upgrade anyway because they felt that this was going to put their students in a much better position to be globally competitive.
So the state of Michigan accepts the Common Core standards. Now these conservative legislators are holding up funding to implement the standards. That means school districts might be on the hook for testing costs. It means Michigan can't compete for some of the U.S. Department of Education's Race to the Top funding. With the Obama administration dangling that Race to the Top money if Common Core is implemented, really, that's enough right there to persuade some conservative legislators to oppose funding it. So let's deal with some of the things that have been brought up by them. Does Common Core reduce the independence of school districts or state education efforts?
Not at all. And I think in many ways just the opposite, because it's important for people to realize states had standards before the Common Core. This is about making sure that there are better standards. So as long as you have an understanding that states have better standards and further an understanding that standards are not curriculum. They're not pedagogy. They're not telling teachers what to teach in the classroom. They're a set of goals for and targets for students to meet.
You've already touched on one of the other things that's brought up. It doesn't dictate curriculum then. We'll skip through that and get
right to
the next one. Does it water down educational standards somehow?
No, as I mentioned before, these standards are, in the vast majority of states, I think about three-quarters of states, they're much higher than the standards states had before. And they also allow for other benefits like comparability, simplicity, so teachers actually understand what the expectations are and can use their creativity, their insight, and their skills to make sure that each and every student has an individualized education tailored to their goals, their abilities, and their challenges, and ultimately can be ready for college and career upon graduation.
We're talking to Michael Brickman with the National, he's the National Policy Director at the Thomas B. Fordham Institute, and we're talking about Common Core Education Standards. There's a concern that there will be federal data collected on our kids. Can you address that?
Yes. Yeah, so just about every state has developed a longitudinal data system that will ensure at the macro level students are on track and are meeting certain benchmarks, because we want to know, not looking at individual students, but looking at broadly how are students doing compared to other states, compared to other countries, how are certain subgroups, are we leaving behind, for example, low-income students relative to higher-income students. But it's also important to understand that the data issue is separate from the Common Core. So if Michigan tomorrow were to drop the Common Core, which it's certainly their right to do so, that would not have any impact on some of the data issues. And so what some states have done is they've gone over and above the federal so-called FERPA law, which deals with student privacy when it comes to data. And many states have gone over and above that to implement their own student privacy law. And I don't think that that's a bad thing at all.
Looking at your website, it's pretty clear that you are in favor of careful implementation of Common Core education standards. You're a conservative think tank. What are your conservative friends missing here?
Well, I think that we're always concerned about a federal intrusion into local and state issues when it comes to education. And there are certainly real examples of that. Look at the Louisiana voucher issue that's going on right now, where the Department of Justice has come in and tried to deny low-income students the right to a high-quality education. That's a real issue. That's a real federal intrusion. The Common Core is not. And I think people need to understand that, look past the fact that even though Obama's supporting it, just about everybody's supporting it, from the business community, from teachers, from education researchers, the Common Core has broad-based support and on the left and on the right. And so beyond the process, beyond the politics, once people actually look at what the standards are, what they do, and how they're improvement over Michigan standards or most other state standards, they really get on board. And Michigan, for example, there's a poll that just came out last week that showed not only a majority of all people in Michigan, not only a majority of all Michigan Republicans, but actually a majority of Michigan self-identified Tea Partiers support the Common Core. So this is something that has very broad-based support. There's a vocal minority that has some concerns, but I think they'll come around in time.
All right. Michael Brickman is National Policy Director at the Thomas B. Fordham Institute. We've been talking about Common Core education standards. Thanks for helping us understand this better.
Thanks for having me on.